This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Welcome back to Robert Scott Bell Show.
Diane Miller!
Yay! Yay!
And I go wild. Where's the crowd going wild, Super Don? No sound effects? No? No clapping? Oh, what did I do? Diane, good to see you. So, how many years ago, for our new listeners and viewers, was the first safe harbor provision passed in Minnesota?
23 years ago.
Wow.
Yep.
23 years ago. See, I like that number now because it's 23 years ago that I started this broadcast at that time called Jumpstart Your Health.
Yeah. Wow, that's cool.
A lot of cool things happened.
23 years ago. It was after the Saunders, the farmer case, got shut down in 96.
Mm-hmm.
And, yep, we went to the Capitol.
And since that time, how many states have passed safe harbor provisions similar to, I know not identical, but similar to what happened in Minnesota all that time?
There are 11 states with safe harbors for unlicensed people. Some of them aren't as broad as others, but there's 11 states that have gotten something on the books.
It's funny you say that, unlicensed people. Hey, do you have a license to be a person? It's an interesting statement, though, when we realize that, as a lawyer, you know this, jurisdiction is everything, as are definitions. And if you begin to look at definitions of persons, people don't realize they're corporations and partnerships. It's just kind of weird. It's like, oh, I thought it was a human being. Well, not necessarily so. It could be an artificial creation of the state.
Yep. Yep. And when we passed the safe harbor bill, it was like when I worked on the farmer case where the farmer was charged criminally for practicing medicine without a license, I had gone to law school. I thought, why would a farmer, you know, be taken off of his tractor and five squad cars go because he was giving raw colostrum to his people that came out to get it to strengthen their immune system? And I was like, what law would make that, illegal?
Mm-hmm.
And it just said the practice of medicine is anything you do to heal anybody. That was what the state defined as practice of medicine and then said nobody can do this unless you have a medical license. And I went, wow.
Mm.
Wow, we got to change that.
Yeah, well, you know, I've said this many times, stop asking for permission where none is required. And so many people are now figuring this out and they're extricating themselves out of the public health control system. And even doctors themselves, Diane, I've never seen this in all the years we've been meeting talking about this. Doctors saying, how do I get out from under the auspices of the license that limits me, doesn't free me to do things to help people? So things have changed and transformed because of the COVID craziness, the overreach, the lockdowns, the shutdowns, the overt minimization of doctors themselves who were doing good work and not poisoning their patients. And they realized what we in the holistic community have been up against for decades, in fact, before they ever realized that they thought they were protected.
Right. And when we were doing the safe harbor bill, we also put a bill in for medical doctors so that they could go outside of their standard of care.
Mm-hmm.
And 27 states have actually put in laws that allow holistic doctors to practice, except that they were written very poorly and they do not allow doctors to go outside of their standard of care. So it's kind of like that the law says, hey, you can do complementary and alternative health care as long as you stay within your standard of care.
Yeah, which what does that mean?
That doesn't really help us.
You basically can't do it.
I really hope that at the Congress we can get a resolution going to so that some state puts in a bill that says doctors that are licensed can go outside of their standard of care.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that there's two organizations, National Health Freedom Coalition, National Health Freedom Action. And one of them can lobby. One of them can't, I believe, if that's the case. But what I know from you and a team of great people, including attorneys like yourself, you've donated a lot of your time or via donation just to keep the group going. And you've met with and often traveled to various states of the union to help the groundswell of interest in establishing safe harbor or the right to refuse. I mean, the simple act of I get to say no to a COVID jab, which violates the Nuremberg Code if you don't give me the right of refusal and fully informed consent, which we talked about Nuremberg in the first hour. So your organizations that you have helped to establish have really set, let's say, practical ways to move about. And I know each state has its uniqueness, but everybody is learning from everything that happened before it, and I love the way that you're working with groups, and they all tell me, man, Diane's amazing. She spent all this time with us. She was so patient. The things we didn't know, she would explain it. Like, y'all need to really know to support this organization and maybe participate. Yes, participate in the next Congress coming up. So there's a few things I want you to relate about what the two organizations do that is unique and different, and then we'll go into the Congress coming up.
Great. Well, when we started, we had the National Health Freedom Coalition, and we just wanted to teach other state groups that what we had done in Minnesota for this safe harbor thing. And we thought, well, we can teach about the concepts of law, the concepts of licensing, and teach people how to draft laws. And then we realized not too long after, like 3 months later, when people started calling us to get this done in their state, that they needed really help with lobbying and they needed help understanding the legislative process. So we started a National Health Freedom Action so that we could help people in their states on the ground if they needed us to come and help them lobby or teach them how to lobby and run bills in their states. So the National Health Freedom Coalition was more of an educational arm. We did a lot of research. We tried to figure out what the heck was going on with the laws in the United States about healers and why. How has the dominant culture become so legally dominant so that no one else can practice? It wasn't just it was unpopular to practice holistic health. It was downright illegal. And so when I understood the dynamic of how the laws had been structured over the last 50 years, I said, we have to understand what the laws are, and then we have to change them. Because we were all sleeping when they passed these laws. We weren't at the Capitol fighting them. Just like, for example, in the right to refuse issues of the Emergency Powers Act, we have to teach people how the laws got to be where they are so that how can they, when COVID happened, it was like people kept saying, can they do this? And I go, well, yeah, actually they can because this and this and this happened. So the coalition is really focuses on research, teaching, and trying to help people understand what the laws are. And like the coalition has been tracking over 1,000 bills on right to refuse in the last 2 years on the Right to Refuse Project. And, assimilating that language, trying to pull out the best languages that we can find of bills going forward.
Yeah, I'm looking at the website. There's nationalhealthfreedom.org, and it takes me right to National Health Freedom Coalition. And Super Don, if you can pull that website up and show everybody. We see recent news items. Keeping people up to date on it, the updates about the upcoming Congress, things like that. There's a resource center, education and resource center. There's workshops that you may travel to and the Congress itself. So there's a lot of great information and history here and that you can, again, donate, support, question, defining what is health freedom. Many people are new to this, even today, figuring out, like, the things we've been warning you about are going to come to you as well. And as I said, the physician community has learned firsthand what we have been telling them about the lack of freedom, and you have even fought for their freedom, as you said, in these safe harbor provisions to allow physician community, the allopathic physician community, to go outside of the limited scope of just prescribing drugs, for instance, so that they wouldn't be persecuted or threatened with loss of license like many doctors have in the era of COVID for simply providing supplements and or even older out-of-patent drugs that are generic and that were succeeding in keeping people out of hospitals under COVID, like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. I mean, these are things that you foresaw because it wasn't about freedom only for natural people. It's about supporting the freedom of everybody. And it's like, why do people think that you can, let's do freedom for only one group of people, right? It's like, that's not freedom.
Yeah, we were really involved with those initial cases when I came on board 30 years ago of doctors being shut down for saying that mercury was toxic in their teeth. Dentists were shut down. Chelation doctors were shut down. Sunaco case in California where he was using nutrition on an ADHD child and was lost his license. You know, he had Harvard, you know, credentials. And, you know, they were relentless at going after medical doctors. But then when they went after the farmer Herb, I just went, whoa, this is a very bigger issue. It was total dominance of the medical model in the whole population. And yep, so the licensed doctors issue is a big one that hasn't been resolved yet. There's been no state that has allowed a doctor to go outside of their standard of care under certain circumstances.
Well, and that's why we must have access to people who are not, quote-unquote, doctors in that
right.
realm.
And then when we brought the Safe Harbor bill forward in Minnesota, the doctors came forward and said, we're going to put a sentence in this bill saying, if you're a doctor and you want to take your hat off and not be a doctor anymore and practice under the Unlicensed Practice Act, you cannot do that.
Well, they wouldn't allow the freedom
of them to leave. They put a ban on the doctors for jumping ships.
See, the control they want to exert. Now, do you remember any controversies? I certainly in the pushing the legislation forward in the various bodies there in Minnesota, but when it came to Governor Ventura at the time, a very unusual governor in the history of governors, for him to sign it, did he have any reticence or reluctance, or was he like, yeah, this makes perfect sense, and just give it to me, I'll go?
His office was very okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't personally talk to him. I got my picture taken with him, but I just never had a conversation with him personally about it. But his office definitely was supportive.
Okay.
And just recently, this past year, we spent a good 14 years off and on with different groups in Wisconsin to pass the Safe Harbor bill and got it through. It was a Republican Senate and House this year, but finally we got it through both House and Senate, and the governor vetoed it.
Do they have enough for an override?
They didn't have enough for an override.
So Wisconsin is still not one of the states with a safe harbor provision.
Right.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
But it's interesting that these are state-level issues, right? You don't see going to the federal government to resolve this issue, right?
Right. So practitioners are state issues. The state has the right to have police power over the health of their people, and they can dictate things. The federal government is more about the products that people use. And so when the emergency power stuff came and said, you know, the governor can declare an emergency and tell the doctors what to do and stuff. That is a whole other conversation of during an Emergency Powers Act. The laws are dismantled by Emergency Powers Acts oftentimes.
Yeah.
And actually, in Minnesota, when they passed the Emergency Powers Act in 20 years ago, they came, you know, after 9/11, they went in every state and tried to change the laws and give the powers to the governors for bioterrorist attacks. And so there was a bill that came into Minnesota, the Emergency Powers Act, and they had sections in there that said, if you're a medical doctor during an emergency and you don't do what the governor says, you will be criminally charged.
Hmm.
And so we said, wait, we can't have that. We can't have them forcibly vaccinating us or forcibly having us do it. So we wrote the Right to Refuse Emergency Powers Act of Minnesota and said we retain the right to refuse any procedures.
And did that pass?
And it passed.
Wow.
And so when COVID happened, we said, oh, well, we have a right to refuse. And so that's why we started the Right to Refuse Project. But we thought every other state had done that in 20 years ago, but they hadn't done that. So we were the only state with the Right to Refuse Act. The problem with our Right to Refuse Act is we were so green at the time, we didn't put coercion in there. So although we reserved the right to refuse as a fundamental right in statute, yeah, you have the right, but, you know, then that doesn't matter. You have to leave your job, or you have to can't go to school or something like that. So the coercion piece was not something we had put in, that even with this right, you couldn't be coerced. So now we wrote a model language for the coercion piece to be in it, and that'll hopefully that'll be up to Congress to be in.
Are there any efforts in Minnesota to change the language for the future?
I haven't had the time to go to the Minnesota legislature, and there's about 20 bills on the docket, but none of them are the right to refuse coercion.
Now, we interviewed...
I have helped a number of states put the coercion language introduced in the last 2 years. So Massachusetts, Vermont, they all have coercion language bills in place. They just haven't passed yet.
Okay.
But out of the right to refuse... projects that we've been helping states with, I've drafted a lot of coercion bills.
Okay. We are going to be meeting in Minnesota, Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport. It's like a hotel right nearby. It's a very convenient, fly in and out. You don't even have to rent a car if you don't want to, and you'll be there. We'll be there together 23rd, 24th, I think. Let me just go to that website. And we have it linked up, healthfreedomcongress.org. And it is the 23rd and 24th. If you can get in on the 22nd, I think that evening we usually have a meet and greet, just casual say hello and reunion, and welcome everybody that's new to it to join us. And it's a very pragmatic meeting for those, for instance, that are used to things like the Health Freedom Expo or different events where you have thousands of people attending and just listening to speakers or lectures. This is not what this is. This is a smaller group, although we welcome you all to be part of it. But it's a hands-on workshop scenario. You call it an open space where there's a lot of creativity and ideas and infused, and then we take these ideas and we have working meetings within that to actually put into practice or play the things that we talk about so they don't remain in the ethers. It's really grounding the information, the ideas that come about. And, of course, sharing and building on previous experiences in Congresses, the things that have worked, the things that haven't, so we can modify our methods and strategies to succeed where we haven't before. So as you see the pictures in there, you know, you'll see it's a big round environment, and then there are breakouts where we have a little, you know, just getting our chairs together and getting in there and doing stuff. And so I want people to understand that this is, because a lot of people have been to those things, well, they talk about stuff and nothing ever gets done. That's not what happens here. There is a lot of talk and discussion, but things are, you know, brought together. There are proposals brought about. There are things that we work on, and it is quite different from what most people have experienced in terms of all of these events that come and you sit in an audience and just listen. It's more engaged than that.
That's a great description, Robert, of the Congress. It was a very it's unique in terms of what we actually do and bringing these leaders together. Originally, what I wanted to do with this as a vision was to have all of these leaders from the Health Freedom Movement from different, basically, areas or silos of information.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. There's an urgent search underway in Indianapolis after three soldiers who served in the Dutch military were shot. Police said the gunfire erupted outside a hotel the men were staying in early Saturday morning. It happened in the heart of the entertainment district. Investigators believe the shooting occurred after an altercation between the soldiers and the suspected gunman. The Dutch defense minister says those soldiers were part of a commando corps and were in the city for training. Indianapolis police say two of the men were critically wounded and the third is in stable condition. Members of Britain's Royal Navy are now training soldiers from Ukraine on how to use subaquatic minehunter drones in southern England. The drones use sonar technology to detect explosives underwater. Soldiers hope it'll help them locate and remove Russian threats from Ukraine's waters, especially around the port of Odessa. I'm Tony Marissa for USA Radio News. The Pope has promoted within the ranks.
Pope Francis elevated 20 more churchmen to the rank of cardinal on Saturday, formally expanding those now eligible to vote for his successor in case he dies or resigns. He said that the latter is something he'd consider if the need arises. Of the churchmen being named new cardinals in the ceremony, 16 are younger than the age of 80, making them eligible to participate in a conclave, which is responsible for electing a new pontiff. The 85-year-old pope has now named 83 of the 132 cardinals who are currently young enough to join a conclave. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A millennia-old Egyptian artifact was found in a shipment to the port of Memphis, Tennessee last week. Officials confirmed. They had determined it is the lid of a canopic jar which were used to hold mummies' internal organs. Experts dated the lid back to the Egyptian Third Intermediate Period, meaning it could be as much as 3,000 years old. The artifact was seized because the shipper made conflicting statements about its value. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The, you know, organic consumers, the genetic modification, the vaccine people, the electrodermal people, the EMF people, you know, the vaccine people. I just think a lot of these arenas of health challenges our health is being impacted on so many levels in so many ways that these leaders all benefit from learning about each other and working together and collaborating, because health is a multifaceted experience. And so whether you're doing alternative health or you're on the freedom path, we've had we had alternative health holistic practitioners not support our efforts for opposing mandates, because alternative health isn't just about freedom. It's about the actual what you do when you get sick, like you have a green smoothie or you whatever you're doing for holistic health.
Right.
But the freedom issue to do that is a very different thing. And so the people at the Congress are very freedom based. It's not just about holistic health. It's about
freedom for everyone in this case.
Freedom to follow your own path and your own journey, and how to and the theme of the Congress this year is piercing that veil of indoctrination. How to get through the blockages from what you're experiencing to move ahead in your own healing. Like you go to the hospital and you have three options given to you, but you're not told about anything else. And all the other practitioners are shut down or working underground or something like that. You really don't have freedom in that kind of an environment.
Yeah, we've seen tyranny go, let's say, overt. They're not hiding it. Like before, they could kind of hide behind things. Now, they can't hide it anymore. And that's why I think we should have more people, more new folks join us at the Congress than ever before, because the impact that we warned them about that would be coming to their neighborhood or their office has now arrived. And they're dealing with the same issues that we've been bringing up for years. So I think it will be a renewed energy and excitement and interest in, let's say, pushing back against those things that have occurred. But also, those that are new will learn there are things that have been done that have succeeded that can be duplicated wherever they are, and they're not aware of it. So it's a little bit of bringing people up to speed and a lot of bit of, hey, how do we move from here? Because there's stuff that's happened that didn't happen before in this way.
Exactly. And a lot of the old voting members that have come and gone in the last 12 times that we've had the Congress are coming. And then all of these new organizations like California Health Coalition Advocacy or Florida American Information System or Health Choice Vermont or Hoosiers for Medical Liberty or Children's Health Defense and Mask Off Minnesota and Initiatives for Family Health in Washington. So these new organizations that are influencing the place at the Capitol, the laws that are being done or the lawsuits that are going forward are going to be there too this year, which we're very excited about, having this new influx of freedom activists coming to the Congress because of what has happened, and they've seen what happens, how they've used the Emergency Powers Acts to dominate the people of the world and to kill them, basically.
Well, and I think that we're seeing an emergence within even the legal profession of people that never even considered these things prior, that this was happening. You know, you'd bring it up and they'd look at you with a, I don't know what you're talking about. What planet are you on? That doesn't happen. Those are the kind of things I remember for years we've been met with by good people in their profession, but they had no earthly idea this was occurring until, you know, it happened to them or people that have approached them. And suddenly now they're aware of something they maybe didn't want to be aware of, but now it's been forced on them. And that's why we're going to have more allies than ever. And to your point, I want to reiterate this. This isn't about just holistic people in medicine. This is about freedom for all people. And that's where we stop hyphenating it. Even though, you know, I've talked about this is about health freedom, which is one of the most fundamental freedoms. And you've written a book about health freedom, that really without health freedom, no other freedom is possible. That is bodily autonomy included. So it is a fundamental part of freedom, barely hyphenated. I don't think it is technically, but it was one of those things that we lost out on when Benjamin Rush, you know, his prophetic statement about putting health freedom into the Constitution would be critical, because, you know, what he prophesied happened. You know, we have an undercover dictatorship that now is not no longer undercover. It's overt and everywhere. And they're trying to utilize it in a globalist manner to dominate even the freedoms that were guaranteed to us by our founding documents in America that would be discarded in case of emergency, which is once again the clause that doesn't exist in the Constitution, nor any state-level Constitution, yet somehow under bioterror scares, under terrorism scares, and now pandemic scares, they've completely ignored the fact that they have no lawful authority to suspend the Constitution at the federal, much less the state level.
Right. I really liked one of those judges on the East Coast that said, the Constitution was written in a state of emergency. So how can you think that it doesn't include emergencies? And, you know, the other thing is the expansion of the understanding of freedom goes into the structure of government, the structure of the United States. And so it's like the song that is going to be sung by the singer at the Congress, Laurie Williams, is we are the products they're planning to use. So when you make the human body just a consumer or an avenue for people to make money, and they utilize the human body as part of the corporate structure without any honoring of the freedoms that the Constitution supports. Mm-hmm. So it'll be very interesting to see how far the corporations can go and how strong people will react with the spirit of freedom. If, you know, it's kind of like a spiritual war of who's going to win on this struggle for allowing people to be on the planet in their own way and in their own truth, to move to survival in their own way instead of being a product of a profit-making.
Sure, a receptacle for products that are mandated to be injected or ingested without fully informed consent, or any even partially informed consent, for that matter. We have some audience members in various states. Do we have any Tennessee Freedom groups, do you know, that have registered to be there with us?
We have Tennessee on the list. We're in touch with them. I don't have them marked off yet, but we're in touch with them. So
if you all out there in your various states haven't let your freedom groups know about the Health Freedom Congress, there's still time. We're about exactly a month away from this September 23rd event. So there's plenty of time to make it to Minneapolis-St. Paul for the Health Freedom Congress, U.S. Health Freedom Congress, 13th one. And, Diane, it's going to be an amazing reunion, as I said, and we're excited to welcome new folks to be with us there. As you scroll down, you can see the opportunities to support, to attend. You don't have to be a voting member. I'm sure there are ways to become voting members if you want. And as well, there are sponsorship opportunities to support the event. So if you have a product or service that the Health Freedom community would avail themselves of, please consider even donating to this. Also, you just scroll down a little fast. Go back up to Scott Tipps right there. The 2022 Congress keynote speaker is being honored. Scott Tipps has been there every time I've been there. From the National Health Federation. What would you say about this guy, Scott? He's a cool guy.
Scott is one of the most loyal and dependent people in the movement. He has been to all the Codex meetings internationally. He understands the politics of health freedom. He's been in the trenches for so many years. They have the National Health Federation, his organization, is the oldest health freedom organization in the country. And he has, I think they have maybe 80 countries with National Health Federation offices. And so his understanding of the depth, and then he also has the NGO status at Codex so he can make comments. And he has enough integrity within the international community to be able to block a number of toxic substances in our food products and food mm-hmm. safety products. So he has, and also he's a litigator, so he's done great litigation things to keep people out of jail that are helping people. So he's just he's a kind of a rock in the health freedom movement. It's just very, very great. I'm so glad he's going to come.
I'm thrilled, and I'm thrilled he's going to be honored as well as a keynote. By the way, your book is fantastic. If you haven't read it, Health Freedom, The Greatest Freedom of All by Diane Miller. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can click right to it, soft cover version, $18.95. And there's also an ebook version. It looks like $3.99. So by all means, everybody should plug into that. Get filled with the spirit of freedom and health freedom as you prepare to join us at the 13th U.S. Health Freedom Congress. There it is, Health Freedom. And here it is. I think I have it right here. Yep. Look at this. When
there
you come back to me, I have it right here, Health Freedom.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And, thank you, dear.
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, I love you dearly. And that, and your sister, too, who's a homeopath, do you think she'll be able to attend this year as well?
She will be.
Terrific.
She will be. And another one of my sisters is considering coming, so I'm very excited.
So I'm going to meet the whole family eventually.
Yeah. Well, that would be hard.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of you.
Yeah.
And Diane, I understand there's a birthday coming up tomorrow, so maybe I can wish you a happy birthday in advance.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm going to be going. I plan to go to the headwaters of the Mississippi. I'm not quite sure if I'm going to make it up there, but it's either that or going out into the Lakota Territory of the Minnesota River. So.
Okay. And are you going to, like, camp out in a tent, roughing it, or you do? What do you do?
I have my tent ready to go. I'm not quite sure what kind of energy I'll have, but if I have the energy, I will tent. Yes. Yeah.
Dude, you are tougher than me.
This aging process is a trick, you know. It's like, I wouldn't have even considered not tenting years ago, but sometimes I do.
You know what I don't like about camping? Mosquitoes. And Minnesota, they're big enough to carry your small children away.
You know, it's really weird, but it's kind of scary that there are no mosquitoes. I have not had a mosquito bite this summer.
What? In Minnesota?
Yeah. In Minnesota.
That is
my
bizarre.
Sister went way up north into the woods, and she got totally tanked by mosquitoes. But there are none around southern Minnesota, so I think that it's the drought that really changed this year on mosquitoes. So.
The land of 10,000 lakes is down to what, 9,999?
Yeah, so, well, in terms of the Congress, I think that I would love as many people to come to the Congress as possible, just because it is a time for people to communicate with each other in person and to be able to share their ideas and thoughts.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Garoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Check it out, orangeguard.com. So that's kind of cool. There's another article here about, I used to, you know, before I knew better, Diane, you know, I ate everything. I was a standard American diet kid. I grew up on McDeath drive-thrus and all of that stuff. And somehow I survived, but I wasn't a healthy little kid up to the age of 24 when I changed my diet. But I remember back in the day when people were getting a little bit health conscious instead of going to ice cream places. That, remember the frozen yogurt places that opened up everywhere? Mm-hmm. And everybody thought, oh, I could eat as much frozen yogurt now. And of course, it was all refined sugars and colors and all that, so it wasn't that much better. But there's an article here about frozen yogurt dangers. They say that low-fat dairy products are linked to, guess what?
Parkinson's disease. Oh, my God. That is so funny.
It's just like all the health foods are causing problems. Because if you eliminate fat, which is necessary for brain and neurological function, much less if the animals that you get the dairy from are factory farmed animals and what right. they eat manifests in the milk, it's a problem. And so researchers from Harvard University's Chan School of Public Health say that having three or more servings of low-fat dairy products a day boosts Parkinson's risk by more than a single serving. So, yeah, three times the amount is worse than one amount. But the idea that we were sold, Diane, is that fat was bad. Of course, sugar was good at that point to make up for the lack of flavor. And we are in a heap of trouble with neurological degradation diseases. I'm not saying it's only low-fat yogurt causing it, but it's interesting that mainstream news sources are reporting this now.
It is fascinating that they're reporting this. They're not reporting what to do instead.
No, of course not. Yes.
And they're not saying it was just sugar. Just go read Sugar Blues. My dad gave me the book Sugar Blues when I was like 25. It is very great that they're reporting that, but it's so...
It's just a little narrow.
It doesn't explain the whole picture.
No, but in this article, they actually are saying, well, it's interesting that full-fat dairy products showed no link to the debilitating neurological condition. And we're not even talking quality, but they're saying, hey, maybe fat is protective?
Exactly. So So, well, that's holistic health
mm-hmm.
and having a relationship with what you eat, what's in it, and the earth and the animals of the earth is so important. And if you don't have that total picture, you know, you don't have real health. I mean, you could try to manipulate through the processed products and retain your health, but we're part of the earth, yeah. And so we need that holistic health. And the interesting thing is that the laws around what you can say about real healthy things, like the person that just got shut down in Washington you were telling me about, they were saying really positive things about how people could get over COVID with natural substances, and they got shut down for by the federal government.
Yeah, 69-year-old retired.
So they didn't have freedom of speech to say what would have helped. So that article that you just showed me didn't show anything about fat is really good for you, and this is what it does, because yeah. You can't make health claims about food that aren't
Oh, and they also are quick to say, we're not saying that low-fat frozen yogurt causes Parkinson's.
Yeah.
But you know, it's obvious it contributes at the very least to it. That's not a good, healthy thing to be eating. And looking at refining foods and taking that beautiful balance. And
they might quit eating low-fat yogurt food and starting having a candy bar instead at night. I mean, yeah. You know, they didn't get the message. I mean,
the guidance is not all that good. But what is great is the Health Freedom Congress that's coming up. And I'd love for you all to participate. Go to healthfreedomcongress.org. Diane Miller, God bless you. Love you. Happy birthday tomorrow.
Thank you so much, Robert.
And if I make it to the top of the mountain, I'll be yelling, Happy birthday, Diane, from 12,000 feet. Maybe you'll hear me all the way in Minnesota.
I just bless you on your trip. That's awesome. And I made it 6 miles on my bike the other day, so I was very excited about that. So I'm moving with you. I'm moving with you.
And I'm just going to say this, don't break a leg, because I remember a lot, you know, that's what you went through with the don't do that again.
Okay. I've never broken a bone, so I'm not doing that.
Okay. All right. So
okay.
Get out there and enjoy the natural world. And unfortunately, the mosquitoes are gone, but fortunately, they're gone. I'm torn about that one. I am, honestly. But up north.
Okay. Yeah. See ya.
Thanks, Diane. That's Diane Miller. National Health Freedom Congress, U.S. Health Freedom Congress coming up, and links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.